We could see that Muslim, Jewish, Christians, we could live together, we could love each other. And it's like we have to say this word to the world, that stop to fight, stop to be once against other. We could live, and the world is opening for everybody to live and to be in peace, with peace. God, he asks us to make peace. Avraham Avinu, he has something special that he always, he was looking for the guest coming to his house, and he never looking if he's Jewish, is Muslim, and everybody just welcome to my house. It was an honor for him. And for us also is the same. We have to feel that we are brothers. We could live together. When we have to look the and to find the way how we could stay in peace and to give this word to the world, that the Muslim, Christians and Jewish, they could, like my father say, Alav Shalom, he passed away. He was born in Baghdad. I had, we have a neighborhood, Arabs, Muslim, they like each other, they're walking together, they're eating together, they love each other. Everybody is keeping his religion, you know. But on the street, you never saw that any hates between Arabs and Jewish or between Christian and Jewish. It's never happened. And we wish that this will continue for the world, for the peace, for all of us, that we be Ezrat Hashem.
Mr. Adnan Oktar always says that because in the Quran, Jews and Christians are people of the book, and they have to be approached with compassion, mercy, love, tolerance. This is the way it should be. Otherwise, it is wrong, against the Quran, it's unlawful. And Mr. Adnan Oktar also says that this is the time for King Moshiach, Mehdi, and there will be peace in the entire world. These are the glad tidings to the humanity.
Of course, he said he's correct. He said that this is the Mashiach time. The Navi, Zechariah, Alav Shalom, also said the same thing, that in the future, in the Mashiach time, that all the people, all the nations, they will live together, and there is not any war.
Anymore. And these times are very close by.
Ah, yeah.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. We invite you to Turkey, to Istanbul.
My pleasure to come. I hope that we have a chance to come soon, and the situation will be easier for us, you know.
Absolutely. These days are coming. Thank you.
My pleasure to come. You know, we make the plane to come a few months ago, but it's not in my hand. We hope that everything will be better.
But your coming is very important. Turkish public, Turkish people love Israelis. Israelis love the Turks. So there is no reason for conflict, for anything.
And we're not talking about Turkish people. They really, we love them, and it's an honor for us to be in Turkish. All the religions is the same, because talking a peace, and we praying for the peace every morning, every evening, in the tefillot when we praying, and but we have not just to pray, we have to do many things that the world could understand how it's so important for the world to stay in peace. You see what's happening now in Syria. They're killing each other for no reason, you know. You see the Sunni Menachim in Baghdad every week. They're killing hundreds of people. That's haram, we call it.
Yeah. And only King Moshiach, Mehdi, can stop that.
Only
this is
Mashiach.
The time for that, yes.
The Mashiach, when he's coming, everybody knows who is really the Mashiach.
Yes.
And the Mashiach is coming for all the world.
Yeah.
The Mashiach is not coming for one nation, you know? It's coming to change the world in Be'ezrat Hashem.
To bring peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for everything.
If you can say a few words for A9.
Just to thank the channel A9 that take the interview with me, and thank you again, and I see you in Turkish.
Inshallah. Shalom.
Inshallah.
Yitzhak Hashem.
Shalom. Salam. And I see you.